Word of God to you 1,000 times and you just defy it. Every man doing that which is right in his own eyes. And so convinced that they're right that they'll stand up against righteousness. Well, a few more ain't gonna hurt. Already shows empty. Maybe you're next. See, I've said that for over 2 years to this house. And y'all just sit there. But now the time's come for the door to be shut. We've warned you for over 20 years. Look, no response. No response. Just, I didn't know that's what you were talking about. I didn't know that. And my people just do not know.
Oh God.
Because they don't want to know.
Jesus!
That's you.
Oh, Jesus!
And I can see you starting to get offended right away again. I can sense it.
Oh, Jesus.
Who, me? Yeah, you. No fear.
Oh, God.
So tell me, what advantage would I have if I pleased you? What could you contribute to me if I please you?
Oh, Jesus.
You're very beautiful, folk. You see, all of the warnings that God has given in the Bible were to his people.
Yes. Thank you. Oh, Jesus.
Hello? And amen. How many times have you been told that you're his people? How many times have you heard my people are being destroyed?
Yes, Lord.
How can that be? That's just, well, we know so much. And I notice everything, don't I? And that really upsets you. These little nitpicking things we do to justify ourselves, to make the other person measure up to what we want. It's just sickening. It's just literally sickening. And God even said that. So because you're neither hot nor cold. He said, I would. Oh, come on, you can quote it. Which are you?
Oh, Jesus.
Well, which one are you? Hot or cold?
Okay.
No, you're neither one. You're lukewarm.
Hallelujah.
Hey? That's what you are, lukewarm.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
If you're hot, you respond. Hallelujah. If you're cold, aren't you hot? Or aren't you cold? But lukewarm.
Oh, Jesus.
And don't pay. See,
Lord,
The problem, I really have no problem. I really don't, because my end's coming, whether Amen. This is true or not.
Amen.
Whether your words of judgment or condemnation means nothing. My time's over. And I've warned you about that for 2 years. And I use the statement of the Apostle Paul. And how obvious it is, because Paul spoke that word after going to Rome, and able to stay in his own hired house. Some of you folks stay in your own hired house, or do you think you own it? Or you paid for it, or you deserve it? Wow, man, that guy says things, I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, we're on the air. I got to double check one more time before the week's over, because I'm not sure. I went and checked my radio schedule, because all these stations should have me on at 10 o'clock, and they don't. They have me on, but I'll make sure they put me on, because I try to tell you. Never mind. I'll tell you anything. You're not even concerned. All you are concerned about is how I'm doing, how I'm feeling.
My Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Iniquity is abounding. Now you explain to me in your situation how it's abounding. It puts you first, how you feel, what you want to do, and the hell with God or anybody else. That's what iniquity is. You're going to have it your way or else.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord God. Oh, Jesus.
I'm looking right at you.
Jesus. My Lord, my God.
I was marveled again yesterday how we cleaned out the grass in a couple hours.
Amen.
And how you could just do, I told this morning how those little biscuits were made with stevia, and how we struggled with you sisters for years.
Jesus.
And finally got you to use it, and boy, them biscuits were beautiful. Huh? And we grow our own stevia. Is that clear enough to show you how stupid you are?
Oh, my Lord God.
How rebellious you are. Well, sister don't like to use it.
My Lord God. Oh, Jesus.
How many times have I told you, stop your gourmet cooking.
My Lord, amen.
Your gourmet cooking is cooking things the way you like it.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what gourmet cooking is.
Amen.
And you just believe that everybody should like it the way you like it.
God bless you, Jesus.
Look at the looks at him, look. Hey, Brother Paul, you started painting those porches? What the rails?
Decking first, the rain through afterwards. Some decking was...
Hey, Rabbi Shoe! I'm in the tabernacle, you devil! Come and see me!
Oh, Jesus.
All you fellas out there fighting me, up there in Ohio and up there in... Come and see me! I can't come to you, so you come to me, devil!
Amen.
If you're going to get at me, you better do it quick, because my time is over.
Amen.
And you're getting your last chance to show out.
True.
Hey, Rabbi Shoe!
Oh,
hey, Alan! Get the damn fool off your station!
Oh,
he's harmless. Yeah? Hello?
Yeah, you're talking to time is short, Bernister. That is true.
Go to hell! You focus on that. You sit here and you watch this, and y'all look at your faces. Y'all just look at your faces. What are we going to do? Everything! I tried to tell you people, what you do around here, the way you react, goes out in that spiritual warfare. But you don't give a damn. You just don't give a damn. And you might be the next one. No fear of God. They've lost the fear of God. Fear of circumstances, situations, what they can do, but they just don't fear God. And he's the only one. Go to hell, Rabbishu. I'm not going with you. Make your bed in hell. You won't find me there. Your time is short. My God, man. That's all I told you folks. That's all I spoke to every one of you. He could be cut off in the next hour. But not you. What a generation. Watch me get offended now. I'm doing the best I can. You sure are. You sure give me so much time to your own self. We don't think of others. We think of ourselves only. That's what iniquity does. What about you? You fool. What would it do for me to think of myself? If I believe what I say, the time of my departure... Hey, sit. Come on. Listen. I tried to tell you people for years. You're not going to change this morning.
No. Amen. Jesus.
I believe if your heart you'd like to change, but you're going to have to make this a part of your life.
Yes.
Every day, in every situation.
Amen. Oh, yes, Lord.
And stop this damn talking among yourselves. If I tell you to do something, just do it. And don't question it. Well, now you cult leader.
Bless you, Jesus.
Boy, I can't tell you how many times God has put that on my heart this week. Whosoever will not hear that prophet.
That Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
What are you? Are you Christ? No.
That.
Elijah? No. I'm the voice of that prophet. You hear that? You hear it? Hey, you stubborn, rebellious, self-willed. Oh, I'm going to get my own way. You are? Well, go get it then.
Oh, Jesus. Wonderful thing. Oh. Hallelujah.
What are we... You know, we've been told for years, few there be that find it. And then we've been told how Jesus came right down to the end of his life. Look at you. You want to respond to me, will you? I've been trying to say this week, what did he mean when he said he gave up the ghost? What did he mean by that? He just said, enough of this. I've done everything I could to say to these people. Been a ghost on my back.
Oh,
I'm going to give it up. Let me go to hell.
Oh, Jesus!
And, oh, boy, he went rose again. How many were there? How many were when he rose? Tell me! Not a one was waiting for him. Not a one!
Oh, Jesus.
Not a one! Not a one!
Jesus.
Not Peter? Not John?
Oh, Jesus!
And the only one hanging out was the old whore.
Yes. Oh, Jesus!
And then she even, because of the reaction of others,
oh, Jesus.
She was there when Peter went running into the tomb. I didn't know that. What the hell do you know? What advantage do you to know compared to anybody? Oh, much in every way, yeah. Then why don't you take advantage of the advantage?
My Lord.
Oh, you people are something. I can't believe that you sit there and you try to make me feel like I'm... Thank God I don't go by feeling. Was that you, Rabbi Shue? You did find the phone number? You liar. I played with these guys. What would you do if I come down to us? Come on, boy. You hover your hands. I say, I ain't got no henchmen. I'm not going to let those guys fight this battle. They might run out on me. I'll meet them myself. The Lord himself is going to come back.
Yes.
Himself. He's not going to let no angels fight this battle. The Lord himself. There's one thing about Jesus, he's not a coward.
No.
He's not one who looks back.
No.
He's going to finish what he started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He might just get finished with you.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You're doing fine.
Just
go ahead. I know what Alan's going to tell me. Oh, free speech radio. Yeah? You put Rabbi Shue off your station, Alan, or don't look for one more dime from me.
Okay.
He tells me he comes on right after me on Saturday night. Well, then you better check it out, Alan. All those other guys you got on, they're not paying for your station to stay on the air, even though I don't give you what you want. I give you enough, 6,000 last month, Alan. I paid for all your broadcast time. Yes, that does. You may not be making money. Harmless. The devil's not harmless. He's doing much harm. Free speech. Now, I'm in the tabernacle. With God being my helper, I will hope that if we get by this week, I will make sure that all these stations pay me at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Amen.
If I have to pay them extra, move somebody out of the way. It doesn't matter. See, you folks don't care. You just sit there. No intercessors. No travail. Look at you. At ease in Zion. Anybody want to quote that one for me? Anybody want to quote the living word of God? About at ease in Zion? Anybody want to quote the word that says, unless Zion travails?
Amen.
Anybody want to run your big mouth and quote it?
Oh,
where's the travail? What happened? Every man's mouth must be stopped.
Oh, Jesus.
Did God say that? What did he say? Come on. I just called it to you. No! Yeah. Unless! Hello, Zion! Oh, I don't want you to do it now. I'm trying to preach to you now. Good. Put it on now so you don't hear what I say. Do it now.
That's right. So true.
it, then you.
Oh, yes, Lord. Jesus.
If I make it through this one.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you.
If I'm doing wrong, God, take me out of here. Mm-hmm. Now.
Oh, God. Oh, glory, God.
These folk need somebody who'd lead them into the kingdom. And I'm not doing that. Or they're not following.
My Lord. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
One of the two. You know what? You people have so much advantage. Because I'll come and tell you about people who call, like Sister Linda. Sister Linda was down at that trailer down there. Yes, she was. Now, how do you know? Just told you. What are you going to believe what I tell you?
Oh, bless you,
Jesus. You will not escape if you neglect this salvation. You will not. I don't care what you say you got.
My Lord God.
I didn't bring you here. God brought you here.
My Lord Jesus.
And didn't bring you here to run you off.
My Lord Jesus. Thank you. Oh God. Thank Jesus.
Oh. Mocking God.
Oh, bless you.
Gotta be a bunch of mockers.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless you. Oh, bless you.
Well. Hello? Would that please you?
I think it would please you. You keep asking for it.
Well, good. I'm ready to go.
All right. Well, I just
thought
I'd let you know. You
better be careful. You're going to let me know, huh? Hey, Mac. Hey, buddy. I'm 87 years old. A heart attack is not going to be a surprise to me. Mm-hmm. Dummy. You know, this is a foolish generation. Fools. The foolish generation has got so much that most of you Christians are making a fool of your God.
Oh, my Lord God.
The whole thing boils down to God said.
God said.
God said. Not Brother Stair said.
God said.
And heaven and earth.
Yes.
Will pass away.
Yes.
You'll pass away.
Yes.
I'll pass away.
Yes.
President Trump will pass away.
Yes.
The United States will pass away.
Yes.
Black man will pass away.
Yes.
White man will pass away.
Yes.
But God's word will never fail.
Yes.
Boy, the hands go up. Yeah. I tried to tell you for years. How God said you, even your worship is an abomination. Even your prayers are an abomination. But we're not going to be corrected. No, sir. Hey, Ramashu, stick your big head in this tabernacle. Oh, you know, if you come, I might be gone, Ramashu. Then my henchmen will take care of you, huh? No way. Jesus finished his course
yes.
all alone.
Yes.
But he did finish it.
Yes.
He did.
Ah, you're a good sounding boy. I don't know if I should preach this, Lord. I thought I'd preach this would do these folks some good, but we have turned our ears away from the truth, the present truth. We've heard the message of Calvary.
Amen.
We've heard of redemption through Christ.
But we just won't hear the message of this, of the end time. Hello. Oh, say, see, now you can quote that.
Right.
You can quote it right to them. They're raging.
Yes, they are.
And we're letting the heathen rage.
Amen.
What about you? I'm the one man looking you right square in the face and tell you what a heathen is.
Yes.
Huh? A heathen is anyone that doesn't know what God is doing now.
Amen.
That's what a heathen is. It's a heathen.
Amen.
Look, you're welcome to get up and get out. In fact, I'd appreciate if you just would, then I won't have to push you out. Because if I push you out, you're going to say, He put me out. And then I'll say to you, Jesus put him out. No, he didn't do that. Who did he put out? Who did he put out? Who did he put out? And he put them all out. Put. Put. Did I miss that one? Oh, I didn't want to miss that. Try again, fool. I hope it's not Linda trying to get smart.
Lord Jesus, God bless you, Lord God.
I'm here.
Bless your name, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
When are we going to take the word of God soberly? If the righteous, scarcely.
Yes, Lord.
It doesn't say they're all going to be saved, does it?
No.
It just says if.
If.
If the righteous, every man doing that which is right in his own eyes, he says, right? He's righteous.
Oh, my Lord.
If we work our own righteousness and not the righteousness of God. Well, what about me? Well, come on, Judge. In fact, I walked in this tabernacle. I think it was last week, the week before that, I said, boy, every time I step up here, I think about that preacher over here in Cottageville who stepped up in the pulpit and dropped dead. Let me see if that'll work. Let me see. I wonder who's keeping me alive. You?
No.
Me?
No. Oh, God.
You folk won't respond no matter what I say, huh?
Jesus.
You're just too proud. You're just... The Apostle Paul said, the Lord kept me alive.
Yes.
Yes. That stood by me this night.
Yes.
The angel of God, of whom I am and whom I serve, is saying, fear not.
Amen.
You must stand before the Pope of Rome.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen.
I'm on the air.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I'm being heard.
Amen.
Oh, they're there all right. Raging. You see, I have some classic examples that I deal with every day. For instance, my daughter Rhoda. Now, I don't know exactly where she's at, but somewhere down here in Georgia. Now that this virus, she's lost her job. What little job she had, because she never could prove to me she had a job, because she never seemed to make enough money to live.
Okay.
Dad, please, Dad, please. Please, please, Dad. Oh, my gosh. Why don't you answer me? This is the way you're doing. Oh, my gosh. Can't you understand what situation I'm in? Why don't you understand? And I remember telling you people 40 years ago what to do.
Yes.
Some of you folk got out of where you were, but you haven't got out of it yet. The country you come from, the culture you raised in, is still, it's a hang right on you. Before I came out, I said, look, I'll tell you what. I will come, will pick you up. I can't do that. Why not? Is she where she says she is? 1 hour's drive. How will you get them out, Father? I know they're weary of looking at me, and I'm sick to hear what looking at them. Pew! How do you like that? It's written. Because you're neither hot nor cold, and I'd rather have you hot or cold. But because you are lukewarm, I, it is written, will spew you back.
Oh, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord, it's written.
There's one reason I'd like all these guys to come and face me. I mean, face me, not Timothy, not Terry, me.
You.
Anybody want to know why? Come on, let's put it to the test. Come on, Satan. Then shall that man of sin be revealed. I wonder where he's at. Well, where's that man of sin in your case? Your old man. Your carnal nature. That's your man of sin. Your self-will. That's the man of sin.
Amen.
Little children, you know Antichrist must come. Even now. Not tomorrow. Now. Right here. Right here. Right here. What we've done to the gospel. Christ in you. Christ is not rebellion. He's not self-will. No, he isn't. No, he is not a self-will Christ. No, he is not. He groaned and cried till he got rid of his self-will. Till he could cry and bawl and squall and say, Father, not my will. Thine be done. Why the hell are you folk repent of this nonsense you got in your head? That's nonsense to paint that like that. That's just nonsense. Well, this is the way I always do it. Well, we'll take a chance with it, brother. There's no chance. There's no chance. There's no chance that any of you so folk will be saved. No chance. No chance. God's not putting his trust in you. He's not trusting in that flesh. He's not putting his trust in your thinking. You like that, huh?
Yes.
I thought. How many times have I used that illustration?
Many.
Telling you that we are not the widow.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Huh? Well, you said the leper. Trying to hide his leprosy. Yes. What? If the Lord would have healed him like that, nobody would have known he was healed. God wants to show his grace.
Amen. Amen.
His mercy. What if? What if? What if God willing to make His power? Now, what kind of power? The power to save. He makes you know about the power to save, but the power to destroy. Somebody ought to get out of your damn seat. Why did you quote it for me? I want you to hear what you... One said it. How about somebody else? What if God willing? That's why He created Lucifer. He created Lucifer to throw him out of heaven. Heaven was perfect. Boy, look at them wrestle with that. Look at them wrestle with that simple, clear, not explanation, proclamation. What if, after God got finished with the heaven, the eternal heavens, He said, it's too perfect.
My Lord.
Nobody will know my power.
My Lord.
So He created Lucifer.
Amen.
And Michael.
Yeah.
And Gabriel.
Yeah.
And Michael and Gabriel kept their first responsibility.
Yeah.
And Lucifer didn't.
That's right.
Amen.
I will exalt myself above. He could have said, I will exalt myself by being equal. He was already there.
Amen.
That's why you and I, if we get there, we're going to take the place of all them fallen angels, and we're going to be around the throne. Holy, glory, glory, holy, 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 holy. Eyes and see not. Ears and hear not. And a heart that perceive not. There's a little program on it called the Court in Providence, in Rhode Island. And the young girl back there made me think about it. Because one of the trials, you come before this judge. And one young girl went in and said, you don't chew gum here. And you don't say, yeah. You say, yes, sir. I'm the judge. You're being judged. Have you been told I'm a judge? So if you chew gum or blink your eye wrong, what am I going to do? Would you like to be a judge? Most folk like to. Judge not, lest. So am I going to get by from being judged? Huh? Judge not. If you're not willing to be judged, then don't you judge nobody else. Because the same judgment. Yeah, judge me all you want to. I'm judging you.
Hallelujah.
Everyone, look right at you. Look at you. How close you want to look at you?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Huh?
Amen.
Well, I just won't come anymore. Let me get the hell out.
Oh, Jesus. My Lord God. Oh, God.
I got to finish this job.
Yes. Yes.
Or I'll be judged.
Amen.
If I neglect it.
Amen.
This is my salvation, you know.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm working it out with
Amen.
Fear. But I will not fear what you can do to me.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God. Jesus.
Save your soul twice from the hand of that follower. Because he was trying his best. I've heard him say it. As far as I'm concerned, he won't get that close to you again. I'll kill that wolf. Get all your stuff together yet? Put it down front. Don't put it inside, put it outside. Now,
you used to be a great preacher. Now you just ramble on.
Why you listen?
Because you called me out. You called me.
Who are you?
I'm the demon.
Rabbi Shu! Hey, Rabbi Shu! I thought you didn't know the phone number. You know what you are, Rabbi Shu? I'm calling you out. Show your face. Come right down here and show your face, and I'll stand be right here, and we'll see which one walks out alive. Come on, Rabbi Shu. Come on.
You can't take me off WBCQ.
You're going to get off it. Hey, Alan, you get this guy off your station or don't expect any more money from this ministry.
No, you're not going to get me off that station. You can't do it. You don't have the power.
Good. Broadcast. Nobody's even listening to you.
Well, no one's listening to you except me because you called me and asked me to.
Boy, you are... Well, you're Satan all the way down the line, aren't you? Come and see me! That devil. Oh, Satan rages.
We will not be defeated.
Now we'll never know unless we get in a fight.
Oh, God, you will be defeated.
Hallelujah.
The next time Alan writes me about some money, I already told him this morning. Oh, he's harmless. Yeah, the devil's harmless, isn't he? He's destroying our whole world. Amen. He's a destroyer. Yeah. Satan comes but to kill, to destroy, to rob. He don't come for any other reason.
Amen.
He's not on... Do you know... See, what this is telling him? When Tim Butler left here, when Mike Rowland left, they all went to WBCQ. And I say to Alan, what are you putting them guys on for? Free speech. Give them free speech. It's a shame that I talk like this and I don't have anybody in this place who understands what I'm doing. Well, let's see if I make it through this day. See, you can't make folk realize it. You expect a whole lot of people here at Passover when they've already allowed many things to stop them. And you've been with all this travel restriction? Huh? You think all that? And you don't have to worry about that, except maybe Timothy. I did talk for you, though, didn't I? Didn't I? If you're trapped over here, you'll be... We got a place for you. Also got one for him. Go, just keep going. Well, I don't believe that's going to happen. I don't... You know this tribulation ain't going to be. You know this persecution ain't going to happen. You know... A man's father, those of his own household, his own wife, his own children, his own kinfolk.
Oh,
yes.
And we sing, I did nothing.
separate me? And you think God's going to love what you love? You either end up loving what he loves, or you're not in his love. Now, if you don't understand that, you don't need me at all. Go on. Go on. I'll read the scriptures, then you can do the hell what you want to do.
My Lord.
According as his divine power hath given unto us all things,
amen,
that pertain unto life, a godly life,
amen,
and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. There might be one person, I know there's one, who understands that? For God so loved the world. But remember, that is still conditional. Whosoever believeth on him.
Yes.
Oh God. Jesus.
Shall have everlasting life. He that believeth not is condemned. Oh, ready.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Whereby are given unto us exceedingly great,
yes,
and precious promises.
Yes.
Oh, God.
That by these,
yes,
you might be partakers,
yes,
of the divine nature,
uh-huh,
having escaped,
yes,
the corruption that is in the world through lust. I wonder how Brother Steer is surviving. Why I've escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. I don't lust after women. I don't lust after men. I don't lust after cars. I don't lust after my family. I don't lust after health. I've escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. And besides this,
yes,
giving all diligence,
yes,
pay attention,
amen,
lay at your heart,
yes,
add to your faith,
yes,
virtue,
yes,
purity,
yes,
and to virtue, knowledge.
Yes.
I told you, I've escaped the corruption. I don't lust. And then I told you, I know what lust will do. I know what it has done. You've got to continue in the faith.
Yes, Lord.
You can't just fight it once and drop it. I got to fight it almost every minute of my life. Especially when I talk to you or talk to you or watch this. I say, my God, what are they doing that for? And to knowledge, temperance. And temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. How do you live godly? Afterward, how do you live godly?
Mm-hmm.
How do you live godly? Well, you can't be doing your own things. And no, you're not. Uh-uh. You put God in everything. Let's put God in this.
Yes, yes, yes. Glory to
God. Godly man?
Yes.
Well, if you don't fear God, You're not living godly. Oh, you like me to fear you or you or you or you, rabba shoe.
Hallelujah.
Ah, liar. I tried to tell him this morning when he called me. I said, you called me 3 weeks ago and you told me you had me in a coffin and you were going to see to it with your power of seances, your devil. I was dead. Hey, Rabbi Show! I'm not dead.
No.
Your words are not words of life, they're words of death. And he conquered death. Sing them over again to me.
Wonderful words of life.
From New Zealand, from Australia, from all over America. Look at me just like you do. Huh? How are you going to get them out? How are you going to... Two or three New Zealand want to come. How are they going to get them here? Travel restricted. You can't cross borders. Damn it! World War!
Yes.
How long have I told you about the Third World War?
Yes.
The Third Witness?
Yes.
How long have I done it?
Amen.
Don't pay no mind, huh? The fight is on. The war is raging. Just a melody wrote from, not Melody, but
Hallelujah.
What's her name?
Melanie.
No, the one from New Zealand.
Melanie.
She said, Brother Stair, she said, look at this. And he showed me where he said 10,000 are dead. 1,000 to all, far to your side.
That's
ten,
right.
ten.
That's right.
They ain't dead. You ain't even thinking like that and you know it. They're falling at our side.
Yes.
But it should not come nigh you.
Hallelujah.
Travel restrictions don't bother us. Go, we ain't going nowhere to the kingdom.
Yes.
I'm just going to give you some consolation. Now, if it happened while you were here, we got a room. We'll put your name on. And we're going to find out whether if old Burgess don't go with me. If Lolita don't go with me. And with the other children of God. They live with that woman all of their life. She's always been like that. Huh? Very zealous for the Lord. Always. Ever since I've known her. And she's the one who says, this is it, Brother Stan. This is it. This is it.
Hallelujah.
In other words, this is it.
This is it. Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Well, we're so intelligent, aren't we? Hmm? After having escaped the corruption
Hallelujah.
Working in the world. We don't have to do that.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Well, they won't budge, God. I know, son. I understand that. They just won't feel. We might end up with just two or three here at Passover.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father.
Then he shall seek to enter.
Yes.
Well, I'd like to be there, brother. And for over 2 years, I told people, come on here. We got houses. We got enough space right here to house 200 people or more. Yeah, we do. We're not preparing them. They're prepared. And I might need your place, unless you want to make it up by putting your whole heart in it. Because he's going to cast out all things that offend him. You offend me, son, I'll get somebody else. See how close I can do it?
Glory to your name, God. Praise
you. They don't get it.
God bless you, Jesus.
For these things be in you and abound. Constantly moving, constantly abound. They make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful. I like this one. In the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. If these things be in you, tell me which one of you folk I come behind in the knowledge of the Lord for this present time. Tell me.
Hallelujah.
This present distress.
Yes.
Tell me.
Mm.
You know more how to handle it than me.
No.
Tell me.
No.
My Lord. Amen.
Well, come on. Come on. Come on and tell me. Tell these people out here who are listening. Come on.
Mm.
Speak now or forever hold your peace. Well, come on, Rabbi Shu. Come on, Steve. Come on.
Glory to God.
Boy, when Jesus comes, he's going to holler Satan, come on.
Lord.
And there's going to be a war. And he's going to consume them with the brightness or the revelation or the excitement of his coming. Glory be to God. When the saints go marching in, when the saints go
marching in, Lord, I want to be in the number. When the saints go marching in,
we're not going in an R&R.
No.
No.
We're going to war.
Yes.
And when the battle's over, how do you sing that? Look at the way y'all sing that. I still am talking. I have a heart attack. My heart is fixed. My mind's made up. My way is direct. My strength is the Lord. Glory be to God. You don't want to join me. Go to hell. That's what I'm doing. How do you help these people, God? How do you help them?
Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
The boy, I tried to save him for 6,000 years. I destroyed thousands in every generation, yet I would save a few.
My Lord.
And they still.
Glory.
Few there be. Few.
Yes, Lord.
Few. Few.
Hallelujah.
Few.
Glory. Glory, God. Yes, Lord. Jesus. Glory, God.
Now, what I offered this morning for Charlie and for Mark was a no trespass order. Don't come back on these grounds. That's a no trespass order. That's what I did with Philip Meissen. Hey, you folk, you want God to give you a no trespass order? Or you're going to mock him, huh? See, very fortunately, we have at our gate no trespassing. That means you are not permitted here without us allowing it.
All right, amen. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
The only hope you have is forgive us our trespasses. Because we have trespassed, Lord. We have trespassed. We do things with our own will, and we have no right to do it. We do that what's right in our own eyes, and we have no right to do it. But every man does right. And of course, everybody knows it's right to do right. Ain't that right? Use a stevia. It grows here. It's a very sweet taste. And it's very good. Now, the chances are that you may use too much. Then you can learn. You know this taste. Well, you like it extra sweet, and that one don't like it. So don't do like that. Don't make it extra sweet, or don't make it... Oh, come on. Just taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Mm. Boy, just right. Just right. I'm an old Papa Bear. Mm? That porridge. Just right. Well, what you're doing this morning, I don't like the taste of it, Josh. You know, it's bitter.
Hallelujah.
Hope it's bitter in your mouth. You get it down inside, it might turn sweet.
Hallelujah.
Boy, are you folks slow. God, are we slow. Old fools, so slow to believe. Now, let's see if we can bypass Rabbi. Whew. The phone number here is 843-538-1334. Anybody else want to raise it to profit? Bible tell me to let you raise. And I will make sure the Lord be my helper if I got to pay extra. I try to tell you that just 10 o'clock service. Now, most of you folk out there, you can hear them if you want to. Oh, yeah. On a website, if you're using Google, it won't work. But you can download the Google app, and it'll work. Is that right, Mark?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
You know how to Google everything else?
Right. Amen.
Well, good. Knowing that shortly... Knowing that shortly, knowing that shortly, I must put off. You don't even know what that means, do you? No choice in the matter. I must. Shortly put off this my tabernacle,
amen,
even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. 40 years ago, I'm going to send you to China. I'm going to send you to some. Then I will send you to see the Pope of Rome, and they will kill you.
Yes.
You hear that?
Yes.
That's something new? I'm ready now, Jesus said. I must shortly put off this earthly tabernacle. Boy, you people are really something. Are you ever going to wake up, Richard? Are y'all going to just sit around with a little old sophisticated look in your eyes and never really get the message? Stiffen your necks, harden your hearts. You don't want to quote the rest, do you? That's not the word of God. Do you?
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
I will hide thy word in my heart. Who? You start and then you stop. You better start from the beginning. Ain't quite sure. I. Don't worry about that one. How about you? I will hide thy word in my heart. So I don't end up not believing. By saying, I didn't know that.
Right. Amen.
I didn't know that. Boy, you all get quiet. Will you please tell me, how do you read that? How do you read that? Amen. Come on, you read it. You don't want to end up not believing God's word.
No. Amen.
That's what's happened most of the night. They don't believe the word, I will come again. Here in the end of the world. And then shall the end. You can't see your world ending. You can't see martial law that has been talked about for 40 years. You don't think it's going to affect you and me? Not if we're in the ark. The flood can come, we're in the ark. We got it sealed. We pitch it without it within. Come on! And they want me to sit and say, whoopee! And I watch them falling by the thousands. The great falling away from faith. Hey! What happened to all you rabbit shoes? All your steam? Huh? You all said we're coming down there. Well, come on! Well, we can't come now because of restrictions. That's why you can't touch me. Or restrictions. Touch not my anointed. Do my prophets no harm.
Glory. Praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Knowing that shortly, knowing, you're going to have a heart attack, whatever. And my heart's going to draw me to see the Pope.
Amen.
I even told you, you're not going with me. Did I tell you that? Huh? You're not going with me. No, I'll meet you in the air. When the battle's over,
we shall wear a crown. We shall wear a crown.
Crown of light.
Amen.
What kind of power is that?
Hallelujah.
And God raging from the dead. What kind of power is that? Power, power, wonder working. You. It's the word. Moses.
Yes.
What do we got to do, Moses? You kill that lamb, you put that blood up there, and the death angel going fast through. And by the way, that took place at Passover. Thousands are already fallen. Thousands are already fallen. Even in Italy, the whole country shut down. Even the Pope won't have his mass. Why the hell don't you folk give it up? That pretense. Right? I mean, I got it. Why don't you see?
Hallelujah.
Glory. Boy, if God ain't got you, you ain't got him. Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance.
Hallelujah. Glory! Jesus. Glory.
What are you going to remember?
Glory.
Huh? I've told you for years, within 6 months. And Brother Best says 3 days is still within 6 months.
Hallelujah.
Brother Rob, bless you, heart. When I get and say something and your head don't go like that, I know you got it. And he's still trying to pick up everything. And I say something he never heard before. I go,
oh, bless you.
We used to say years ago, action speaks louder than words. You sit there and I say something, you go like, what do you think you're telling me?
Amen.
I watch your head work, shaking. You didn't get it.
Amen.
Or see your conscience falling. You didn't get it. Amen. You know, when God said that to Esau, it made him so mad, he killed his brother.
Amen.
Why is your conscience falling? Just go and do what's right. Well, where are you going to learn what's right? From your brother. Abel offered up a more excellent.
Glory.
Cain offered up a perfect sacrifice, but Abel offered up one more excellent. You ever get a grade in school? Good, poor? You ever mark any grades, brother?
Amen.
You ever put on the excellent? Can't get any better than that, can you? Why are you doing that again? Why are you knowledgeable people sitting there? And Abel offered up a more. Old Cain says, how could it be any better than the one I did?
Amen.
You people won't budge, will you? You just, damn it, won't budge. I believe it took many months Abel or Cain to get that. Trying to bring those tomatoes in now? Come on, answer me!
Yes.
How many months have we worked on it? How many days have you gone out and looked at them?
Every day.
Which one are you picking now? Is it going to be any better than that? They won't get, none out there will get any better? Leave them on the vine a little longer, they'll get riper.
Yeah.
Yeah, they will. Kept the last to the best. When are you folk going to get yourself transformed? When are you going to get a mind? You folk know I didn't accept his explanation, don't you?
Yes.
I could tell I didn't accept it. You believe he understands I didn't accept it? Hard to please you, Brother Stair, sure. When you're trying to do work to please me,
amen.
And you just eliminate faith altogether. Man, you've got to pick them tomatoes, but you better start picking them by faith.
Amen.
And don't pick the one that's not right now.
Okay.
No. I want them to get big.
Yes.
The ones you picked are big, but they're not big.
That's right.
They're not big.
That's right.
We plant what they call giants.
Big
Those are midgets. Well, I thought you wanted a tomato. Sure did. I ate them. I ate them too.
Yes.
I eat them. Hmm? Sure. Do I eat them, Rose? Hey, Rose, do I eat them?
Sure do.
When they're hard, I go. I want to get one of the big old juicy ones. Hey, Lord wants you ripe for the picking. You don't need a hard-headed Christian. Savory. Here, Lord, taste and see that this is good. Harvest time. You don't want to regard for it's ripe.
Bless it.
This is something. My speech so in part that you don't understand it. Is that it?
Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Praise your Lord. Thank you.
The phone number here is 843-538-1334. Moreover, well, let's go over this again. Moreover,
glory, yes, Lord.
Knowing that shortly,
yes.
I must. You're going to die with a heart attack. No, I ain't. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Amen.
They're going to kill me, so I'm not going to die.
Right.
I'm going to never die.
Amen.
Jesus said, ain't no man kill me.
No.
I'm going to die.
Amen.
He didn't say it. He did say it. Damn this house. He said, no man takes my life. You're not even going to kill me, he said. I'm going to lay it down. My God. What, you rob him laying down his life for his friends?
Amen.
Amen.
You're not as smart as you think you are you? He that thinketh there's something. I'm spiritual. Mm-hmm. And I've been courageous enough to tell you folk, I would like to speak to you on the spiritual. And you think when I speak to you, I can't tell whether you're spiritual or not. Now, this is the scripture that God gave me because I got up and I went to the computer and I grabbed up the Bible and I started checking for some. And then, yeah, some more. Then I tremble. Do I have to go back up to that tabernacle, Lord, and look at these faces again of know-it-alls because they don't know what God's doing and then they'll rage? Moreover, I will endeavor, I will work diligently, I will strive earnestly, I will endeavor that you may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. I've often told you I long for the day we can say tomorrow. There we go again. See, you lost your application. God said, is your house a fat? You're going to have to fight this fight, but you don't have to really fight it.
No.
They don't know it. He said, tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Amen. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yesterday.
Yes.
Today. Amen. How about tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Amen. What do you think you would do if I told you tomorrow Jesus is coming?
My Lord.
Wait a little longer.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless your name.
Are you going to worry about your kids not being ready? You'll be ready.
That's right. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus.
You're going to wait for the kids to get ready. You ain't never going to get ready. Because they're never going to do it. You can't hope in your kids doing it. You got to put your hope in God. Because they're going to be ready. He got to make them ready. You can't do it. No, you can't. No, you can't. No, you can't. You can love them. And that they'll sort of take that lightly. Are you able to comprehend the heart of Jesus when he had to prepare for the Antichrist? But use it to put fear in the heart of the others. One of you. I keep saying to you, suppose he had said all of you. If he wouldn't have said to Peter, you will deny me 3 times. What do you think Peter would have done? He would have betrayed him. It was the word that saved him.
Amen.
Why would somebody jump out of your seat?
Hallelujah. Glory.
The word. Jesus said, you will deny me 3 times. Not 4, not 2, not 1, 3 times. He said, I'll never do it. So Jesus made sure he did it. He waited till it was all beat up. Blood running everywhere, walked past where Peter was standing. Why did you get your book out and go home and read it? Why did you do it instead of sitting like a bunch of deadheads? He was so beat out of shape that there was no desire that we should want him. Look at me again, damn you! God, look at their faces. Look at him. He made sure that Peter saw him.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
And the only way Peter knew him was after the flesh. And when he saw him all beat up, he said, I don't know that guy.
No, amen. Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, what an example. And Peter, who had the revelation, who had the understanding, who realized what he was doing, and he was doing exactly what the Lord said he would do. He went out and wept bitterly.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God.
He had drank the bitter cup, didn't he?
Amen.
Lord, can we enter into your reward? Can you drink the cup with me? I'm going to die. Are you prepared to die? Oh, so you think we're going to make it without dying? No. And that resurrection, before there's a resurrection, it's a death.
Hallelujah.
Before there's a resurrection,
amen.
If there's no resurrection, there's no. If there's no dying, there's no resurrection.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
Glory to God. Why are you kicking us at? In the resurrection morning. You think God's going to change his word?
No.
It's a point on the man wants to die. So everybody's going to die.
Amen.
Everybody. Yes. Enoch died.
Amen.
Elijah died.
Right.
Now, in the book of Hebrews, 11th chapter, mentioned these guys, said they all died.
Yes.
Had to be in the first resurrection. See, she had to die.
Yes. Glory to God.
Abram died.
Yes.
Moses died.
Glory, yes.
When did Moses appear after that? What is that? He saw Christ in the resurrection. In the transfiguration. He was transfigured from flesh to spirit. Come up, my God, man. How do they do that? Hey, rabbit shoe! Hey, scoffer! Hey, Goliath!
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Lord.
Hey, Satan, you come against me. With your philosophy, your theology, your doxology. I come against you, and I am against you. No doubt in my mind. You cowards. Now, why would a guy hang around that long? I'm having fun. Hello. No truth to that at all.
Okay, what about Steve and Stan? I want to team up with him. We all want to come down there.
Well, come on.
What's this Steve guy's last name?
I don't know. How come you guys don't have it? I have no idea who Steve is. He's just a big mouth like you. And Stan, where's Stan? Huh? Little Napoleon. Are you guys listening to me? You know, to me that amazes me about me. Why are they concerned with me? I mean, I'm just a little old guy on a farm. I won't even tell you what the guy said first line. Filthy. He does filthy. Let him be filthy. Still. Filthy. You think you can tell people that when you believe a lie? What's the matter? Too many of you still believing lies? So you think you're off the hook, huh? For we have not followed cunningly devised fables. We made known unto you the power and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. But we're eyewitnesses of his majesty. Well, you weren't no eyewitness. So I lied again, huh? Or still, I guess, right? I knew a man 45 years ago, 50. Whether it was in the body or out of the body, I really couldn't tell. He was laying on a bed in a little street in Savannah, Georgia, in an old house. I knew a man, his name was Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He hung on the cross 2,000 years ago, and he died.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And his third day he rose again.
Hallelujah.
And your day is coming again. Long before I went to China, long before I went to Russia, and long before I had the word I could see his Pope.
Bless you.
Anybody tell me why I was laying in that bed? Anybody remember how I told you what happened? And where were you? What I was laying on that bed for, because I was being fought by about every church, every preacher, because I believe in divine healing.
Hello.
No doctors, no medicines. And that all the folk, God uses doctors. He uses devils too. He uses lies too. He got a purpose for everything.
Amen.
When I first started preaching, the Pentecostal churches had great healing revivals. Never mind, God, they're not going to move. You told me that, so I'll just talk about it for myself. I was greatly disturbed, so I went on a fast. I went to a little house that we had. I shut myself in. Look at them. They have no conception of what I'm talking about. That's why you can't believe it. I was, 45 years ago? 50? How many years ago? How old was I? I determined I was going to stay there until God helped me with this thing of divine healing. Oh, God.
You folk have locked yourself into that spirit by hardening your heart. That's why you think folk are going to believe your testimony about the miraculous thing God done with you. You think you folk are going to believe Owen's testimony? That I have to be afraid of putting a house in his name because he's not going to do like the last guy or the last two?
Thank you, Jesus.
I put the most expensive piece of property we had in his name because I believed him when he stood out for that gate.
Amen.
And said, I want to be saved. So we'll see. We'll give him a piece of property. Put his name on it. Good time for the thief to operate. What has God given you? And the thief operates. God ever give you faith? Did he ever give you hope? Did he ever give you truth? Did he give you opportunity? Did he give you responsibility? Well, well, well.
Hallelujah.
So excited to come here and live with me. Well, now you're here. Now you're here. And by the way, turn my hot water heater up a little bit. It wouldn't stay hot enough for me last night. And I like a hot shower. I like it real hot. And when you take a hot shower, all of a sudden it goes cold. Now some folks like them hot and cold. Are we on power here this morning? You're not on some power here? Why? Oh, it broke out the other day? Yeah. Are we on Holy Ghost power here, Lord, this morning? No converter here. So we have to rely on the real dependable sun power. Ooh, that feels good. Why did y'all stop mocking me? Why don't you take me sober, serious?
Oh, thank you. Bless you, Jesus.
I'm glad you got rid of chewing gum. Thank the Lord you got rid of it.
Bless you.
I remember one day a man pulled up out front of a tent. What a sense. I could tell you things.
And
he pulled out in front of the tent up in Pennsylvania. No, I never had a tent full hardly ever. Never had a big tent. The first tent I had was a 20 by 50 Army barracks tent. So I could put it up by myself. The second tent was bought for me by a car dealer from Lidditz, Pennsylvania, who was a Mennonite, who was greatly impressed that I could go into a Mennonite church and set it on fire. And I wasn't even Menno Simon.
My Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Anybody know who Menno Simon was? He's the guy that named the Mennonite church after. His name was Menno Simon.
Hallelujah.
Anybody know who they named the Methodist church after? John Wesley. You know who's founder of Methodism? Then along came Free Methodist. See what I've dealt with? What's the difference between the Free Methodist and the Methodist? Then the Wesley Methodist. Then the Southern Methodist. Then the Northern Methodist.
Glory.
Oh, boy.
Yes, Lord.
I preach to them all.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, our Heavenly Father. Bless you.
Yeah, I was laying on that bed. I was fasting. Nobody's seeing me. No, wasn't trying to impress nobody. Didn't have that many to impress.
Amen.
Just like here. What? If I impress y'all, how many is that going to be?
Thank God.
If I please you. If I please Rabbi Shue. Go to hell, Rabbi Shue. You and Steve and Stan. Come on, you boys. Get together. And see, it's amazing how you can actually read the scriptures. And the kings of the earth will gather themselves together against. Hey, Steve! Rabbit, you want your phone number? Give me a call. Give us your phone number. So I give it to Rabbit Shoe. So you can get together. Steve! When are you folks going to realize what time it is? When are you going to grasp it? There he is. Now, I hope he gives me his phone number now. Hello?
And to Yeshua.
No, 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 your phone number. Your phone number, Steve. Hey, Steve, your phone number. Your phone number, Steve.
And I will make an everlasting
covenant. Hey, Steve. Wonderful. So that means I'm not going to depart from them.
For Yahweh God has concluded them all in unbelief.
Absolutely. Damn fool. These are things that I preach and believe and proclaim before you ever come around. Hey, Steve. Hey, Steve. Hello. Your phone number, please. Yahweh God, his name is Jesus. And Jesus Christ is the same. Not Yahweh, not Allah, not Buddha. God has highly exalted him. That's the new covenant. At the name of Jesus. Because he used that name, Jesus.
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 Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, that's something.
About that name.
Master. Why is this trouble about me? Huh? Why is this trouble about me? Are you going to leave your phone number now? Hello?
And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people.
Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Implacable. He doesn't know that I preach and believe that God will be to us a God. And that we are Abraham's seed. And that we're the redeemed of the blood under that new covenant, Jesus Christ, the new agreement. What the hell? See, the devil is a damn liar. And he... Give me your phone number! Give me your phone... Oh, Satan, raise.
We will not be defeated.
Question all the time. If I am what they say, I'm a false prophet, a false teacher, then why are they troubled about me? I mean, why are they even paying attention to me? Huh? And they won't answer, see, because they ain't got none. I was laying on the bed, and all at once I found myself going up.
Hallelujah. Glory.
I found myself going up.
Yeah.
I got up in the clouds, and the Lord met me. Took me up a little higher. He didn't take me into heaven. Because the higher a man can go is only the
Glory.
Third heaven.
Glory.
That's where he took me. That's where Paul went.
Right.
Paul did not go into the heavens of heavens.
Glory.
He went to the third heaven.
Amen.
Somebody in this damn house.
Amen.
You're just as stubborn as that guy is. Boy, are you intelligent.
Glory.
Paradise. Not the heaven of heavens.
Glory. Oh, bless you, Lord Jesus.
Today should thou be with me.
In
paradise.
Yes.
Not the heaven of heavens.
No.
No one yet had ascended up to the heaven.
No.
I'm done, Lord. Either enter this house or dismiss. Let them go. Get out. Get the hell out. You're like Steve. You'd rather interfere with the process, wouldn't you?
Oh, my Lord.
Sit there.
Oh, Jesus.
Most of you aren't for what I'm doing. You're not saying, go on, brother.
Go on.
No, you're not. No. That is sort of, get away from me. Leave me alone. All I know is that the Lord showed me the splendors of heaven.
Yeah.
Just like he showed Peter or Paul. In paradise.
Glory.
Amen.
And in paradise, I saw things. I saw a glimpse into the heaven of heavens. He said, what I saw, I can't even describe it.
Hallelujah! Glory to
God. Don't have word to.
Hallelujah!
What language would I describe it in? Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit.
Hallelujah!
Anybody know spirit language?
Glory.
Visions, revelations.
Hallelujah!
That's spirit language.
Glory!
Glory. Now just show me all through heaven.
Glory. My Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Why am I doing this, Lord? They don't believe me. I always got enough unbelievers hanging around.
Hallelujah.
Like that guy, see, hangs around.
Glory. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
A new covenant? He's already given us the better covenant.
Yeah.
There's nothing any better.
Glory.
I will come again. What a covenant.
Yeah.
What a covenant.
Glory.
There's not any better.
Glory. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Glory. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hey, Steve. Rabbi Shue would like to have your phone number.
Oh, bless you.
Hey, Napoleon, so y'all can get together and make an attack on the tabernacle.
Oh, bless you. Bless your name.
Hey, Satan, show yourself.
Hallelujah.
Don't hide behind Trump, behind politics, behind the banking system. What a lie our world is. There's no truth in our politics, in our religion, in our banking. There's no security in anything of this world. It's all going to pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away. But my word, heaven and earth, as we know it, will pass away. But I seen the Lord did to me. He said, now you've got to go back. Well, I can tell you, folk, if you ever get that close,
Hallelujah.
Who would want to come back here?
No.
And I objected.
Right.
Yeah. I said, I'm here now.
Amen.
Can't you keep me here?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Yeah, I said, But you got to go back, and I'll keep you there.
Praise the Lord.
Boy, I should do it, God. I really ought to just throw this whole bunch right the hell out of here. Always got these spots in my feast of charity. When they feast with you. And Jesus wept and said, how often? Have you come up with the answer yet? How often has he forgiven you? How often has he put his arms around you and said, well done, my child? How often has he been long-suffering with you? And then look how we suffer. And the sufferings of this present time are not even worthy to be compared with the paradise of God.
Glory.
Show me his back. Come here. That's all you got to do. Just come here. Hear the blessed Savior. Come here. To go, because you're not here ready to endure. You already think you're going through hardship now. Are we able? And so we're so blessed because, see, how many folk here this morning? Nobody count them? How many? Do we have about 40 or 40? 40. So they're not, and we have no gathering here. Is it locked us in here? You ain't going nowhere, are you? Sure? When once, the master, why would I put Mark back up? Because I already shut the door on Mark a little while ago, but I eased it up. You did right there? Yeah, I sure did. Because he messed me up time and time again. Been right in front of the office. Timothy, you were there.
Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name.
Do you think God's going to let me get off the hook for breaking the...
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
See, once God shuts the door,
Lord.
I cannot open it. You hear that? You get out there driving that truck around and the door shuts, I can't come and help you. can't send you no help. God shut the door. We can't send you back. We can't drive out on that highway. And they won't be able to come and get you either. No, they won't. Now, I got news for you. The Lord's able to come and get you. If he can find you in your place. Boy, I'll tell you, we are something else. The density of our minds. The confusion of our thoughts. You'll take over all the telephones with a push of a button. Take it over the internet. I'm hoping I get a different look on both of your faces after a while. You do know I'm not perfectly pleased with your faces, don't you? Don't you know that? Good. And I'll let you know what's right. See, we got to get the heart right.
Yeah.
We can't be second guessing.
Right.
Did I do right? Did you get that last paycheck yet?
Been sent.
Maybe by the time we get here, we can't cash it.
Amen. That's right.
In fact, you can't walk in the bank down here now.
Mm-mm.
Right here. You cannot walk in the bank.
No. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Now.
Now.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey!
Amen.
You cannot walk into the Baltimore Bank.
No.
You can walk up or drive through,
through.
But you can't walk into the bank. What's it going to cost us to go to Walmart? Did you really think the Word of God was all spoken in vain?
No.
Did you really think the Spirit of God all speaks in vain?
No.
Well, we act like it. I wonder what God had in mind when he said go by that farm. I wonder what he had in mind when he gave us all these buildings. Look at all the work we've done to tear off that building out to the ground by the river.
Yeah.
And when I got down there, they were still out there buying stuff. When it was very clearly that there was enough material in that building to build with. We're our kind of builders.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Deal with it. Won't be long before Flutter wash it away. Blood good, yeah. What's the purpose of this waste?
My Lord.
Wasted a lot of time here, haven't we? We could be doing a whole lot better, couldn't we? Couldn't we? God's people. Dry bones. Hey, dry bones here. But they don't hear. Have ears. And hear not. Hey, Steve, Rabbi Shue wants your phone number. Rabbi Shue is the number one hard rock boy who says he represents Satan himself. And he's a liar because he told me 2 months ago, he wrote me a nice little note, he says, we have just had a funeral for you. You're already in the casket. We got you under the ground, and now we're going to cover you. Well, I've been covered. With your sword,
you,
with your spear, with your big mouth.
Hallelujah.
Come on!
Yes! Glory to God.
Glory.
For we have not followed cunningly devised fables. How many of us were affected by the pre-tribulation rapture? A cunningly devised fable. How many of us were deceived by Sunday Sabbath.
Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. So true.
How many were deceived by joining a church?
Amen.
Or embracing a man-made doctrine?
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Cunningly devised fables. Well, if we're on grid power, then we turn the air conditioner on, can't we? Now, I ask you, brother, again, why should I have to say that? Look around and you can see the people, and we don't have to be uncomfortable. We got air conditioning. Come on. As old Pastor Taylor would say, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. If we don't take full opportunity of this sun power, we're going to lose it. We ain't got too much more time, you know. But we're fortunate because spring began the other day. Sun's going to shine more right now for the next few months. Man, oh man. No shortage of sun. Have the wood. Have the fire. Where's the sacrifice? We bring the sacrifice. I can tell you how to make that work in that power. Just praise the Lord while you're doing it. Let's just praise the Lord. That dog wasn't quacking too loud. So I sing with all my might. Let's just pray. Receive from God the Father honor and glory. When there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son, in whom, boy, you folk in trouble if God ever says that about me. You know why? Because most of you won't believe it. Did they believe his beloved son the first time? Did the disciples believe him at Calvary? And these things were written. If I get through this one and make it to Pentecost or Passover, that's going to be a great miracle. My girl always says, how you doing, Dad? I said, I'm all right. Now she's not doing so good today because she had to take a little girl. I hope she doesn't see that news item I saw last night. Of course, somebody probably sent it to her. Everybody know what I do when I'm doing that? Because that's the way you look at me. Even you commented about that. So I hope you only don't see that. Had to let a stepfather take a little girl home. He beat her to death. Because he was crying. That's happening all over the world. And you can't stop them because the court rules in favor of the child wanting to be. You folk won't budge, will you? You've given yourself over to doubting and questioning, and you're so blind. I sure didn't pick up the phone telling Naomi about it. I keep telling her he's going to goof. And she hangs on them words. He's going to goof. He may hurt the child. And even then, no guarantee that they'll give the child to her. How would you like to sit up here and look at these faces? Some believe. After 2 years, in his own hired house, where all he had to do was preach to them Jews about their Messiah. When his time was up, it reads. It reads. It reads. What's going on here? Some believe. Some believe not. Now, Larry, can I entreat you? Next time you drive out, you stop at the stores, check for the gloves, check for toilet tissue. You'll be going downtown tomorrow, and I don't know where you can find anything, but Walmart ain't going to be the best. So be careful. You can't walk in the bank.
Amen.
Can't walk in the bank.
Amen.
No walk-ins.
No.
And no, you just can't walk in. All it's open to drive through or to walk through. Can't get your own money unless you do it right. Aren't you blessed, sister? Ain't got no money? Hey, you. If you had had money to come here, you couldn't have come here. Hey, Ruth. Well, how much money did you have when you came? What are you looking at him for? Oh, he had the money? Your money ain't going to get you in the kingdom. Somebody got you there. Hey, Paul, didn't I send you up there and say bring her back? Paul! Phil! She didn't even know she was going to come here. And go get her. Now we got her. And she getting better all the time. She might be worth something after a while. Don't you know when Jesus comes, it will be. He's going to say that one's worth something. Bought with a price. Glory be to God. And we're not going to be on borrowed time. We're going to be on eternal time. While we're in the way, we're going to pick up stragglers. Amen. Pick them up and bring them home. Amen. Hey, Steve! Rubishaw, what's your phone number?
Hallelujah. Bring them home.
A new covenant. He'll make a covenant with you, Steve.
Amen.
Two of a kind. We have also, I remember, Tex Mars pulled this on me. Of course, nobody knows about that either, huh?
Yeah.
Don't ever start to pull me down. Old Tex Mars, call me. So we're friends, aren't we? I said, sure, we're friends. Because I put him on the air, helped him get on the air. Yes, I did. If I heard what's going on with you, he says, we'd like to have a more sure word of prophecy. We'd like to hear it from your mouth. And then he took everything I said and turned it into a lie for his advantage. And he's still not doing very much. He might be on WWCR, but see, them guys up there better realize that because I do send a certain amount of money every month, keep that station on the air, so they are on the air. They're not paying it. And I don't care what Alan Bell says. He got a bunch of listeners, but they're not paying him enough money to keep that station on the air. He got to depend on my word. I sent him $6,000 last month. To all his other guys. Second, see what's happening with World Harvest. See what's happening with Family Radio. Thank you, folk. God bless your little unsanctified hearts. Go ahead. Good. Drive some more nails. Come on.
Oh, Jesus.
You're hard-headed.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, Steve. Rabbi Shu wants your phone number. So y'all can three get together and come on down and face the prophet. Come on, you Goliath. You come against me with your philosophies and your theologies. I come against you in the name of the Lord God of Israel. You folk want to come against me with your own belief? Go to hell with it, because that's where you're going. You can't say that. I don't have to.
Yes.
He said it.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Amen. God said it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Now, when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Tyree, Chris Ginrich, proselytes, Stan, and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas. You, are you following the prophet? Proselytes, huh? Who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. Wow. Grace, grace. Grace. Sinners, you've lost your way. Jesus' blood can make you whole. We saved the worst among us. When he saved a wretch like me. Oh, I know. Chucking God with that?
No. Oh, Jesus.
You think I'm going to deceive myself and say, I'll sing a song right down and I'm okay?
Oh, Jesus. Jesus.
You fool.
Oh, Jesus.
The only person that God respects is the person called Jesus.
Jesus.
He don't respect R.J. Stare.
Jesus.
Or a white man or a black man. Or a poor man or a rich man.
Jesus.
but it's just your great respect to the sinner man. I say things like that, and I expect somebody to go flying down that door. Shall we stand?
Praise God.
Hey, Rabbi Shu.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for grace. Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
And my daughter there hollering again.
Thank you, Jesus. Grace. Oh, thank you.
Lost your job. Probably never had one worth anything. And I can tell her over and over, just come here. You won't need no phone. You won't need no car. You won't need nobody to care for you. Cause... Now I say this. Boy, do I put a confidence in that. I say, even when I die, these people here will take care of you. Do we take care of your daughters? Your sons? Sister Sarah came out to the gate the other day. When we finally got down there, she was gone. So I inquired, what happened? No. She wanted us to loan her a telephone. The reason I inquired about it, because I was just told, I just showed it to you. She just sent me the... Back to with Senator Money, she thanked me for it. She said, I just started to use my new phone. Now she's in the phone. Y'all looking at me, that's just the way a lot of you folks think. Your minds are so dense, you're so dumb, you're so stupid. Yeah, God's people are just plain stupid. Willingly ignorant, just stupid. You don't talk to me like that, stupid. Now, Naomi doesn't like to put in between because her mother called her. And I said, look, I'm not asking you to do anything. I know what your mother does. I don't like it. I weep over it.
Hallelujah.
Y'all know who you're staring at? You think I don't know stare? My people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge of the Lord. What would Jesus do? How would he respond?
Amen.
I put those two men out today. What would I have done if they had shown any kind of real repentance? I'd put it to the test, just like I'm doing with that one over there. See, she's peeking over the shoulder again.
Hallelujah.
Testing time. Tribulation.
Amen.
Testing time.
Amen.
Lord, I want you to test me.
Hallelujah.
I want my faith tested. I want my love tested. Because when it comes down to the final test, you can't fail. I'm going to need it. I'm going to need it, Lord. And then we have a little song. Wow. Jesus. Wow. Wow.
Jesus never fails.
You're not going to be a part of the angelic choir.
My Lord. Jesus.
You rehearse or you're not doing too good.
Thank you,
I can give you another chance or another choice. Which would you like to have?
Jesus never fails. Jesus.
be a 70.
Amen.
Now, I'll give an example. Jesus never failed. Jesus never failed. Heaven and earth. Give you unfailing love,
yeah.
Unfailing grace,
because yeah.
They're both attributes of Jesus, and they don't fail.
Yeah.
Glory be to God.
Glory.
So you see, I do know about children. I do know about wives.
Yeah.
The more you do for a lot of them. Look all God's done for the church.
Right.
Look how long suffering He's been.
Long. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Long suffering. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
I sort of waited to see if Steve would wake up. Hey, Steve, you guys were down here with giving some turkey. No?
Yeah.
What kind of turkey is it? Who said that? My God, what's wrong with you people? Who said that? Who?
Cheryl.
Her and her big mouth. Hey, Cheryl.
Yes, sir.
Did you cook it?
Yes, sir.
No, you see. So it's good, huh? We eat some?
Yes, sir.
So all you turkeys, you better head down and get some. You said, but you don't like that approach. You see, what I'm doing is I'm showing how God's laughing at us. Just making light. We make light of what He says. He makes light of us. I will leave you with a scripture that I've been leaving with you for a long time. He that sits. All this, the earth ain't round, it's flat. I don't care if it's flat or round. He sits on the circle. I don't care if it's this way a circle or this way a circle. It don't make a difference to me. The earth is the Lord, whether it's round or flat. Hallelujah. You dumb devils. He made the earth and the heavens and all that dwells therein, even made you before you were born. Put the seed. We all come from Adam, sprang from Eve. Where did Eve get her? Where did so-and-so get his wife? What a dumb. Yeah, that's the biggest thing going on out there. And you're going to prove to us where they came from. The genealogy of man ends with Adam and Eve. It also begins there. Where'd you come from? Adam and Eve. White, black? Where'd you come from? Where did Abel come from? Where did Cain come from? Where are we going?
Hallelujah.
You're going to restore the earth.
Hallelujah.
You're going back to the garden.
Amen.
There we are. And we're going where the roses will never fade.
Amen.
And the leaves will never fall.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're going where the rivers will be pure and clean.
Hallelujah.
God bless you all.